saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, a lot of things happening in the city of North Canton. We're all waiting for the Meijer store to open here, probably in May sometime. But there's more than that happening. And right now on our WHBC Newsline, we have North Canton Mayor Stephen Wilder. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam Cook. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay, you had a busy Monday morning, too.
Yes. Everything's been busy. You busy as well?
Yes. I bet you you're calling to find out what's happening across the street. Is that what your phone call's about today?
Yes. Of course.
Very good. Yes. Well, let's jump right into it. Well, you know, Pam, for about the last 3.5 to almost 4 years, the city administration's been working with conversations with Maple Street Commerce. It's a limited liability company. And, of course, the owner's IRG, primarily owned by Stu Lichtner. And we've been working on a project to finally bring to fruition the former West Factory. And last night at council, we presented a TIF agreement. That's a tax income financing program. And let me just cover real quick. We had about 4 or 5 bullet points. This is going to involve 494,000 square feet. We're looking at 226 market rate apartments, about 45,000 square feet of restaurant, commercial, or retail space will be available, 50 full-time jobs. It's starting off with about a $55 million in capital investment. Hopefully, at the end, we're estimating for the developer costs about $67,054,065. And we've broken this down in our presentation last night, and we just covered several areas of the TIF. We wanted to give the audience and council a project description, the value-added proposition. We gave them a project timeline, and I'll go into that in just a second, a definition of what completion means, and our requested incentives, and also conditions and terms. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 115 pages on the city's website.
You know, joining me today is our Deputy Director of Administration, Kathleen Farina, and our Clerk of Council, Ben Young. I said Kathleen, didn't I?
Kathleen, but it's Catherine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Catherine. I'm thinking of somebody else. Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Pam.
Good morning. So tell us, I mean, this is a big, huge project. Fill us in on, you know, where does it stand, you know, that was presented to council. So what's the next step?
Well, we had a meeting actually on Monday with the architect, and we went over some reviews there. But I'll let Ben cover a little bit of the timeline for you, how this is going to hopefully be shovel ready by July or August of this year.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So City Council had their second reading of the ordinance to approve the tax incentives last night. On March 25th, Council is scheduled to have their third and final reading. If it passes Council at that last reading, then the ordinance would take effect on April 25th. And the mayor would then likely sign the development agreement the following day on April 26th. Assuming all that happens, the developer is hoping to be shovel-ready and start dirt moving in August of this year.
Wow. That's music to a lot of people's ears, I'll tell you.
It is. This is the closest I think we've ever been. And so we hope everything will fall into place.
And how did the rest of council react? I mean, what was the reaction were you getting? You feel like it was positive?
Yes, ma'am. It was a unanimous decision to approve the second reading. And I think the PowerPoint presentation helped illustrate really how this is going to come together. We have to be patient, Okay, there's still some funding that they're gathering, but I'm very positive, optimistic that we'll have something going here by the end of July and the 1st of August.
All right. Go ahead.
No, with that happening, we also have some things that might be breaking loose up on North Main and Apple Grove, too. So a lot of things are going on for us.
Yeah, we're all waiting for that Meijer store to open, I'm telling you.
I talked with Meijer yesterday, and they're looking at May with a spring opening for the main store. And I believe they're looking at mid-April for the gas station to open up there. And then, of course, Sergeant Clean's already open. And there's going to be hopefully breaking ground this summer, Papa Bear's, Chick-fil-A, and Seven Brew. We'll be breaking ground up in that location, all coming loose, I think, this summer.
A very exciting time for sure.
I think so.
And let's talk about next Tuesday. You have a 0.5% income tax on the ballot.
Yes, Pam, I do. The income tax before the voters is issue 7, and that's an income tax rate increase of 0.5%. And if they approve it, this increase will help additional funding, primarily sought to address the needs of our city police, fire, and EMS, and, of course, support our other city projects, such as for our parks and recreation, our Dogwood Pool, our streets, and other city services. And I know there's much discussion about taxes, but really, taxes are necessary for a reason. And I've always said they are here to provide vital services for our community. And frankly, I think even with our imperfect tax system, you know, the revenue provided by this increase will strengthen and not weaken our city's economy and services that we've all become accustomed to.
And there was a bit of a choice between, you know, the tax credit, which you guys had talked about earlier in the year, and actually before the new year came, and then putting this on the ballot, right?
Right. The tax credit still is in place at 1.5%. So anybody, all I'm asking is this, that, you know, is that everybody contribute to the services that they're receiving today. 0.5%. So those of us that live in the city will pay the extra 0.5%, and those who work outside the city will still be able to get a tax credit. But we're asking them to contribute to all of our services just by 0.5%. Trying to have everybody work, you know, together.
And I know you hadn't really had too much to say, but I do have to ask you about Pat DiIorio. Do you have any more information about him not being with the city anymore?
Well, I'll just not much more than what was said last night. I advised the audience and council last night that he wishes to voluntarily retire from public service to the city of North Canton. And that'll be effective April the 2nd. His last day of work or employment will be April the 1st, 2024. Again, I thank him, and our city thanks him for his extensive service to the community over the last 7 years. And together we have achieved much, but we wish him and his family the very best.
Okay, very good, sir. Well, we'll have to catch up again here quick when this whole thing gets approved and find out, you know, much more about the project. I can't wait till the shovel's in the ground.
I think our whole city's waiting.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on this morning, sir. And like I said, again, we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Pam. Have a great day.
You too.